Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's podcast is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 17. So obviously today, it's continuing the whole Danny and Yawande and Arabella drama. So at the beginning of the episode, Danny kind of says that, I'm not even sure if he appreciates Yawande's new effort in it, but he says that, you know, he's not willing to like commit to her now until he sees that it's consistent. But I didn't think he really liked her. I feel like it was just a convenience thing, and I feel like that kind of solidifies that. It's quite clear that he is probably going to end up with Arabella. I feel like he's just going to end up with Arabella. I don't really like how he's stringing Yawande along, especially now that she's trying. But what do you think? Do you feel like he's going to end up with Arabella? Do you feel like Yawande still has a chance? I feel like this is a losing battle for Yawande, and I'm not really here for how Danny is stringing her along. Another thing that makes me feel like he is stringing her along is because that whole situation where he was basically bitching about her to Arabella. It's like, why would you bitch about your woman to your woman's competition if you really liked her? That just kind of, again, solidifies to me that he didn't genuinely like her, because that is just a bitch move to do. Why would you do that? Especially if this is somebody who, you know, who 2 days ago you said you were like madly in like with, or, you know, really, really liked her and really cared for her and all that rubbish. So yeah, I wasn't here for that either. And personally, I feel like he's just loving the attention right now. He loves being like the center of attention. He loves that two girls are essentially fighting over him. He loves it. And I feel like, again, it's another ego thing that Arabella likes him too, because Arabella, she's clearly, conventionally, she is the most attractive person in the house. She is attractive, but conventionally, blonde hair, blue eyes, tan skin, she's like the optimum European beauty. So of course he's got an ego boost from that as well. And Yawande, bless her, she's trying, you know, she obviously sees Arabella's moving in on her, but she just has no source. Absolutely no source. Like before you could see she had no source, but I'm not even sure if she has water. Like, what was that, her sitting on him? And at first I thought she was actually creaming his legs to be affectionate, but she's sitting on him, creaming her own legs. I just don't understand it. In what world would this be sexy or affectionate? She's probably like a size 6 or whatever, yeah, but everybody knows, like, after 5 minutes, if you're sitting on somebody's lap, that shit gets heavy after a while. So yeah, that was obviously quite strange. Arabella, she's not really... I feel like Arabella is being very unrealistic, because she's saying like, oh, you one day should give Danny a chance for him to get to know her. But in theory, if they're meant to be like serious coupling, why would she want to give you the time of day? Like, you are her competition. Of course she's not going to want you to get close to him. Like, if that's her man, why would she want you, who you are very good competition, quite close to, you know, getting your claws into him, why would she allow you to get to know him? So let me know what you think. Do you feel like Yawande should have stepped back a bit and let Danny have some space? Or do you think she was well within her rights, even though her approach was way off, she was well within her rights to at least try and intercept any connection? Because obviously they're talking, and you know, the more time you have together, the more you kind of realize whether somebody is right for you or somebody's wrong for you. So yeah, I feel like if that was me, I would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have sat on him, but I still would have, like, you know, been at the very least making my presence be known. So the challenge today was a kiss challenge. Obviously, we already knew there was going to be some drama there. Arabella definitely took the piss, especially with Danny's kiss. Like, I felt like, the edited felt like it went on forever. Like, she took the absolute piss. Also, developments. Curtis gave Arabella's kiss a 10 out of 10. He said that he thought it was Amy, but I feel like he really did like the kiss. And this is like the first kind of crack in their relationship. Obviously, Amy was really pissed off and everyone was kind of laughing about it, because obviously Curtis gave her a 10 out of 10, not to Amy. So obviously Amy was quite upset about it. And I just feel like, I'm still not sure. I'm not, now I feel like that showed that Curtis does have the potential to have his, maybe not his head turned, but at least, you know, his peen turned. So I'm just thinking, I feel like he's scared to break up with Amy. I feel like maybe it's a game plan thing, but maybe he's like absolutely scared of breaking up with Amy because she's so crazy, manipulative and possessive. He's actually just scared to break up with her. And I feel like the only way that Curtis would pursue another relationship is if she goes. So I need Amy to go. There needs to be a vote or something, but Amy needs to go. And I feel like the whole house dynamic will be better. But at the same time, as much as I love to, as much as I don't like Amy, it's a thing where do we actually just love to hate Amy? Because if Amy wasn't there, then we wouldn't have, there wouldn't be a villain of the show. Like every show, there needs to be that annoying bitch that everybody hates. And I feel like Amy serves that purpose. So if she really was to go, that would change the dynamic of the house. But would the house be boring without Amy? So that is what I'd like to say. Do you feel like Amy just needs to go because she's just annoying? Or do you feel like you secretly love to hate her and because of that reason, you'd kind of like her to stay? Let me know what you think. Lucy, another one. Amy didn't call out Lucy, but Lucy, I feel like she went for that kiss for Curtis. Like, that was a good lingering kiss. That kiss had tongues. So I feel like Lucy was being a bit cheeky there. Amy didn't call her out. Maybe she was just seething over that 10 out of 10 kiss that she didn't even notice. But Lucy went for that kiss with Curtis. Another development is that Lucy actually said that she liked the kiss with Tom, and she said she was dreading it before, so maybe there could be something there. Because obviously, you know, a kiss, you know, everybody likes a good kiss. So that could be the start of perhaps a relationship there. Lucy's single, Tom's single, so maybe they could be the next coupling up. But let me know what you think. Do you feel like Tom and Lucy have potential? Or do you feel like Lucy's just enjoying her time as a single woman? It's about time some actual drama started. You know, this Yawanda and Danny Arabella thing is already dragging. Like, it's only episode 2 of the drama and it's already dragging. So, yeah. More drama surrounding Amy, please. Arabella takes Yawanda to the side and basically tells her all the things that Danny's been saying to her, and basically tells her that she's being like territorial and that she's gonna get to know Danny, and that's that. And you know, good on Yawanda, she was kind of backing it up, she was defending herself. But and then after that, obviously Yawanda was obviously getting quite heated. One of those ones where you just go very quiet. I know I've felt that feeling before, so I understand. And then after that, after Arabella was not finished, she went straight to Danny afterwards to dig the knife in even deeper. She went straight to Danny and they were just having a conversation. And that's just hit the nail in the coffin, because Danny obviously sees that Yawanda is upset, and she sees after the conversation with Arabella and Yawanda, he knows that Yawanda is obviously upset from whatever Arabella has told her. So you would have think, if Arabella's coming straight to you, you would have think, okay, this doesn't look good. Maybe I should go over to Yawanda. And he doesn't. So it's just kind of like, my thing is, if Danny doesn't want to be with Yawanda, fine, yeah. But stop taking the piss out of my girl. Stop taking the piss. I feel like he should have just said to her, like, look, this is what it is. Like, it's not working out. I think I need space to think about things. But he's just, like, stringing her along. And I'm not here for that behaviour. I think that's very fuckboy behaviour. And I feel like I said, it's got to his head. Two people are fighting over him. The best-looking girl in the house is fighting over him. And he feels like he's that man. So, yeah, I'm not here for Danny anymore. I'm still Team Yawanda. Obviously, yeah, she should have been stepping her game up. But I feel like the way Danny is moving, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. Like, at least Tommy had, you know, some decorum, yeah? Danny is just being mean, being rude. She made an effort in the kissing challenge and he was still, like, just being rude and making these, like, catty remarks. So, yeah, I'm not with Danny anymore. But I feel like he should just be with Arabella. I'm not here for the way he's stringing along Yawanda. at that point, I feel like, I don't know if she would have got thrown at the house, but I definitely would have threw a drink at Arabella, because the way that Arabella was coming to you one day, she was just like looking at her to eyes like, I'm stealing your man, like, that's it, kind of thing. Like, I'm telling you to be nice, but I'm stealing your man. So, yeah, your one day is good. But, yeah, I just feel like your one day is to just respect herself. Like, I feel like she knows what's going on. She's trying to fight it. But I feel like she should dip with her head held high. Like, enough of this foolishness. Like, you know, just couple, you know, say hi to Anton, you know, and just leave it at that, you know, until somebody else comes. How do you feel like Danny was within his rights to behave the way he was? Or do you feel like he was moving very shifty this episode? And what do you feel about Arabella? I feel like Danny is in the wrong in this situation. Arabella, she's got to do what she's got to do. She's coming, she wants Danny, and she's going to get him. I feel like her conduct, again, I'm not a fan of this coming to somebody and telling them you're going to steal their man. But I feel like she was well within her rights to steal Danny. I feel like it's Danny who's in the wrong in this situation, and how he's like basking in the glory. So yeah, let me know what you think. So the tide on Twitter has definitely changed. I'm seeing a lot more negativity for Danny than there was yesterday. Yesterday there was a bit more support of Danny, but yeah, I think the general consensus is that Danny's just being a fuckboy and he's being a dickhead. There's a lot of mixed responses on Twitter for Yawande. A lot of people are being quite sympathetic towards her and are saying like, this is why she had her guard up in the first place, because of situations like this, what she's in right now. A lot of people are saying like, you know, are agreeing with Arabella that she's like literally went 0 from 100, kind of like too little too late kind of thing. And a lot of people are saying like, because obviously at the end she's like, you know, I'm a crazy psycho bitch, but I don't think she's gonna do anything too crazy. I feel like she kind of is all talk. I'd be very surprised if a heated argument was to go on. I feel like she's just gonna concede. So I feel like the end is very close for Yawande and Danny. There's also a split with Arabella. A lot of people feel like, some people feel like she's within her rights to, like, she was within her rights to call Yawande out or to pursue Danny the way that she did. And some people aren't here for her. Some people feel like she stepped on Yawande's toes and she's been very sneaky and snarky about it. So yeah, let me know what you feel. What you think? Do you feel like Arabella went about it the right way? Or do you feel like she's being very sneaky and bitchy? Because she was a bit petty bringing up stuff like, oh, well, that's what Danny told me. That was a bit petty. I can agree with that. But what do you think? Also, if you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is Shannon Fabuloso. That's SHANNONFABULOSO. It's also in the description. I usually live tweet in the episode, so feel free to at me during the episode. But yeah, let me know your opinions on this episode and what do you think is going to happen next episode. Do you feel like your one day is going to pop off, or do you think like it's going to be quite a slow, boring episode? It's on Sunday, actually. So yeah, let me know what you think is going to happen on Sunday. But yeah, till Sunday, guys. Bye.